Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. SaddleUpSafely.org has two new publications on transporting horses available at that website. One of the contributors to the new brochures is Dr. Fernanda Camargo, UK horse extension specialist and a vet herself. She says these latest additions to their reading list are worth any horse owner's time.
Very useful, and it's also easy to read, so it's not something that it's overwhelming. It's something that gives very practical tips.
For example, braking with a loaded trailer is a different experience than without a trailer. A little practice goes a long way, and matching the right truck for the right trailer and the load is a must.
That's extremely important, and something that a lot of people take for granted. They just think that if they know how to drive a truck, that they can drive a rig, and that's not always the case.
University of Kentucky Healthcare and the Colleges of Public Health and of Ag, Food, and Environment and close to 50 community equine and medical groups make up the Saddle Up Safely effort.
We started the program 5 years ago, prior to the World Equestrian Games in 2009, and we have some statistics in the University of Kentucky Healthcare Department that we have had less accidents, has been declining year after year after we started this program.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
811, 811, 811, 811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
We're back with Dr. Fernanda Camargo on the two new publications now available through the Saddle Up Safely program. As mentioned in the first segment, the effort does seem to be working.
Yes, our website is saddleupsafely.org. I think we have 8 or 9 publications already.
I took a peek online at the trailering brochure, and it's very well done. Visitors can just peruse online, or they can obtain a hard copy.
They can see it online, and they can also order the hard copies, and they are going to be sent to whoever orders free of charge. And these are beautiful publications.
There may be a small supply at many local extension offices. To inquire about group mailings, online might be the best avenue. Obviously, these would be great for related groups, and Camargo says they'll help all they can.
So for pony clubs, for 4-H clubs, for riding clubs, absolutely.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.